Kate Carpenter from Callahan, Florida, and a very versatile singer, songwriter, who can do everything from children's songs to songs for the adults. And if you are sitting still by the end of her set, I think then we'll have to get some coffee for everyone in the audience, because I think she's going to wake you up this morning. She's on her sixth album, I think. I hope we hear
some. Finished it.
Just finished her sixth album. So let's put our hands together this morning and start the stage off good for Miss Kate Carpenter.
Good morning, everybody. I see there's mostly young children out in the audience. I'm just kidding. We're all a bunch of kids, right? Well, you know, sometimes I just love to start out singing about food, so we're going to do a food song this morning. How many of you had breakfast this morning? Good, good. Well, I forgot to bring my loaf of homemade bread. I left it in the refrigerator back home, but I'm a big fan of baking. I love to bake my own bread. In fact, I even have a wheat mill. But let me go farther back to when I was a little girl. I used to love to read stories about pioneer families, how they used to raise their own wheat and make their own bread and everything, and I thought, someday when I grow up and get married, I'm going to learn how to do that. Well, when I was in college, I fell in love with a man named Tim Carpenter, and I wanted to impress him that I was going to be a really good cook, a really good bride. So I was in college in California, and he was in Michigan, and when I was there in California, my dorm room or whatever, I went into the kitchen place, and I made this loaf of homemade bread to send to him in Michigan, where he was living. Well, it didn't come out very good. It was kind of low, hard, dark, and flat, but I sent it to him with all my love, and he got it in his dorm room in Michigan, and opened it up, and buttered it, and ate it, and he said, "Oh, Kate, that was the most delicious bread I've ever tasted in my whole life." I said, "Well, it must be true love then, because I know for sure he's not a liar." But after we got married, I learned how to make homemade bread and started grinding my own wheat. So I got this little tune about homemade bread, and I'm going to ask you folks to help me sing it. Now, the part that I want you to sing goes like this. It goes, "Homemade bread." Try that. "Homemade bread." And when I get to the part that goes, "Cut me a slice and spread with butter," I want you guys to do that. "Cut me a slice and spread with butter." Then you start rubbing your tummy. Whoops. "For my snack, I'll take no other than homemade bread. When I was a newlywed, back in days of yore, day-old bread on special, a dollar could buy four. Creamy white, soft and squishy, rolled into a ball. It really made great fish bait, but my tummy was appalled. So I bought some whole wheat flour and a little pack of yeast. And as I started kneading, something in me was released. And I sang homemade bread, I'm watching my dough rise. Homemade bread, aroma satisfies. Cut me a slice and spread with butter. For my snack, I'll take no other than homemade bread. Well, I got into the habit when the last slice of bread was gone. I'd get a new batch started and the cycle would go on. Now we eat it every day. We're healthy as can be. We're hooked on homemade bread and the whole family agrees that we like homemade bread, hearty whole wheat kind. Homemade bread, in stores you will not find. Here we go. Cut me a slice and spread with butter. For my snack, I'll take no other than homemade bread. Some think that if they eat it, oh, they surely will get fat. Well, I found that chocolate cake does a much better job of that. Oh, give me no preservatives, I'll go natural instead. I want the kind that mommy makes, that hearty homemade bread. Oh, I like homemade bread, smells so heavenly. Homemade bread, don't count the calories. Here we go. Cut me a slice and spread with butter. For my snack, I'll take no other than homemade bread. Today has been so busy, and tomorrow's busier still. But why not save a Saturday for some old-fashioned thrill? Make it a priority, well, get up out of bed. And ask the Lord to help you make a loaf of homemade bread. Then you'll sing homemade bread. I'm watching my dough rise. Homemade bread, aroma satisfies. Here we go. Cut me a slice and spread with butter. For my snack, I'll take no other than homemade. I like homemade. Give me some homemade bread. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I think that cooking in Sorrento, Italy. She was educated in Mother Cabrini's school, but her parents decided to emigrate to the United States. So they got on a big boat like everybody else was doing back then, and they went to Ellis Island and got processed there, and they settled down in New York. And in New York, they had a furniture business where Nana helped her parents. Well, she grew up as young girls do, and she met a young man named Saul Polito, and they decided that they were going to get married. Now, Saul was a cinematographer, so they moved out to California where they began their life, and they had two sons, my dad and Uncle Gene. Now, out of those two sons, Nana and Pop got 18 grandchildren because my mom and dad had 9 kids, and Uncle Gene and Aunt Lucille had 9 kids. So I'd say she made out pretty well, wouldn't you? Now, Nana was the most loving Italian grandmother that you could imagine. She loved her grandchildren with a passion, and she was very protective of us, especially us girls. Now, she wanted to make sure that each one of us married well, and she was a very shrewd judge of character. So whenever we would grow up and you know, start having boyfriends, friends and stuff, it got to be a little nerve-wracking because Nana was always looking at your boyfriend to make sure he was good enough for her granddaughter because she didn't want her granddaughters marrying any creeps. Now, this was back in the 70s when the guys all had long hair, so, you know, this was very risky business. Well, Nana had nicknames for everybody. My nickname was Firecracker. I can't imagine why. My brother Dave was called Cowboy, and I remember when my cousin Mary Frances brought home a boy to the family party. He was a Danish boy, ever so sweet. Nana took one look at him, and she said, "Oh, he's my Danish pastry." And from that point on, Steve was known as Danish pastry. Well, Nana used to love to cook parsley, basil, all the fresh herbs and stuff like that. Now, I got to tell you, back in 72 is when I met my future husband, Tim Carpenter. Now, he was, I was raised Catholic, and he's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, WASP, is that what you call him? Anyway, we were so different and everything. And I was really, really worried about bringing him home to meet Nana because I thought, you know, Nana's first impression of this guy is going to take. And if Nana doesn't like him the first shot, we're doomed, you know, because Nana, she had this, she was like the matriarch of the family, and her approval meant everything, and her frown, her disapproval meant you're finished, you know. So it was very risky. So I prayed with all my heart. I said, "Dear God, please, please let Nana like Tim." Well, finally the day came when we were to drive up to Hollywood for Tim to meet Nana. And all the way up the hill to her house, I was praying with all my heart, "Please, God, let her like him, let her like him." So we get up there, and I get out of the car, and Tim gets out of the car. Nana's bending over her parsley garden and picking her herbs and stuff like that. And then she sees us, and she starts taking this little grandmother shuffle over to the car. And she looks up at Tim. Now, Nana is 4'8", and Tim is 6'4". And she goes, "Okay, he's my all-American boy." I go, "Yes," she likes him. I was so happy. And then she goes, "How do I hug him?" So Tim knelt down, and Nana and Tim put his cheek, she put her cheek on his chest and gave him a hug. And from that point on, Tim could do no wrong. It was a very special relationship. Well, finally, let's see, the night before the wedding, now Nana had come out to Michigan for the wedding with my mom and my dad, and we were all staying in the Holiday Inn the night before the wedding, and I was a very nervous bride-to-be. I just really didn't know, you know, this is all so new to me, getting married and everything, and Nana, this was the first wedding in my family, too, so everybody was just a little bit nervous and on edge, and we're walking back up to our room after the dinner that evening before the wedding, and Nana all of a sudden came up to me, and she clamped her hand on my arm. And she says, "Kate, come with me. You and I, we must talk." I said, "Oh, this is it. The Italian grandmother version of the birds and the bees. I'm going to get all the wisdom she has for marriage. Everything's going to be just great." So she takes me off in a corner where nobody else can hear. And she says to me, "Kate, listen to me. Tim is tall. You are short. Your toenails, you'll scratch up his legs." Oh, Nana cooked pasta and Nana broiled steak, made Easter pastita and Christmas fruit cake. Nana grew parsley to go with gnocchi. Nana loved family and Nana loved me. Oh, Nana had nicknames for all of us kids, could yell Kekadona when she blew her lid. Firecracker, cowboy, and Danish pastry. Nana loved family, and Nana loved me. Nana, Nana, we want you to know counsel that never would fail. You girls must wear lipstick and cut your toenails. And if you lose something, just ask Anthony. Nana loved family and Nana loved me. Oh, now she's in heaven with Jesus and Pop. She can't go to market, she can't check her stocks. But if God let her worry, she'd do it because Nana loved family and Nana loved us. Nana loved family and Nana loved us. Oh, Nana, Nana, we want you to know. Nana, Nana, we all miss you so. Oh, Nana cooked pasta and Nana broiled steak, made Easter pastita and Christmas fruitcake. Nana grew parsley to go with gnocchi. Nana loved family and Nana loved me. Nana loved family and Nana loved me. Nana loved family and Nana loved me. Thank you. I wouldn't like that said she was going to help me with Hug-a-Bug-a-Boo. Is she here? Who knows the actions to Hug-a-Bug-a-Boo that could help me here? Kim, do you know him? Kim? Come on up, you two, both of you. Then you won't be scared. Like I said, Nana had all these wonderful grandchildren. She loved the kids on both sides of the family. Not only did my mom and dad have 9 kids, and Aunt Lucille and Uncle Aunt Edith and Uncle Jack had 9 kids, Aunt Lucille and Uncle, I mean, we had dozens and dozens of cousins. We could hardly keep track of them all. Well, Nana had hugs for everybody. When we have a family party, all the grandchildren come up and get their hugs from Nana. She was a very amply built woman, and when she wrapped her arms around me and gave me a hug, I felt so loved and so special. I know that's why God made grandparents, so that they could give all that unconditional love and hugs to their grandkids, and I hope you guys are giving your grandkids lots of hugs. Well, there was this one big problem with Nana and her hugs, and this is what it was. Nana used to wear lipstick. This big smear of red lipstick. And when she'd give me a hug, she'd also give me this big smackaroozy of a kiss, and she'd leave this great big red kiss mark on my cheek. And if she kissed me twice, I'd have 2 big red spots of lipstick on my cheek. Well, I'm going to sing you guys this little song. You're going to help me, too. And we're all going to do it together. So what I'd like you guys to do is to repeat after me and do what I do, okay? And then we'll all stand up and try and do this little dance together, okay? So just repeat after me and do what I do. Here we go. Hug-a-bug-a-boo. I'm a hugging you. Hug a bug a bee. You're a hugging me. H U G. I like hugs. And then you go, snug as a bug in a rug. Like that, try it. Snug as a bug in a rug. Okay, now this is your first time at the festival. If you've been here for years, the more you get into stuff and get involved, the funner it is. So everybody in the audience, please stand up. Let's give it a try. Here we go. Sing along, this is how it goes. Hug-a-bug-a-boo, I'm a-hugging you. Hug-a-bug-a-bee, you're a-hugging me. H-U-G, I like hugs. Snug as a bug in a rug. Sing hug-a-bug-a-boo, I'm a-hugging you. Hug-a-bug-a-bee, you're a-hugging me. H-U-G, I like hugs. Snug as a bug in a rug. Now everybody snap your fingers to the time. Wish you knew my grandma. Nana was her name. Nana was the queen of hugs. That was her claim to fame. She'd wrap her arms around me, woo, squeeze me really tight. And when she finally finished, my cheeks were red instead of white. Now sing it with me, hug-a-bug-a-boo. I'm a-hugging you, hug-a-bug-a-bee. You're a-hugging me. H-U-G, I like hugs. Snug as a bug in a rug. I sing hug-a-bug-a-boo. I'm a-hugging you. Hug-a-bug-a-bee. You're a-hugging me. H-U-G, I like hugs. Snug as a bug in a rug. Get those fingers snapping again. Come to my family party. See the hug-a-thon. Aunts and uncles, cousins, they hug me one by one. Well, I don't know how we ever got to eat our manicotti, cause in walk 3 more relatives, they gotta hug my little nobody. Now everybody hug a bugaboo. I'm a hugging you. Hug a bugaboo. You're a hugging me. H-U-G. I like hugs. Snug as a bug in a rug. I sing hug a bugaboo. I'm a hugging you. Hug a bugaboo. You're a hugging me. H-U-G. I like hugs. Snug as a bug in a rug. Get those fingers snapping again. Woo! Now I have a family. I got two kids of my own. Youngins raised on hugging. That's how our love has grown. Someday I'll be a grandma with loving arms and squeeze. And all my little munchkins, they're gonna get some hugs from me now. Really sing it, hug-a-bug-a-boo. I'm a hugging you, hug a bug a bee. You're a hugging me, H U G. I like hugs, snug as a bug in a rug. I sing hug a bug a boo. I'm a hugging you, hug a bug a bee. You're a hugging me, H U G. I like H U G. You like H U G. We all like hugs. We all like hugs. Before you sit down.
Bless you.
Singing again, let's see, this afternoon there's a Florida Songwriter Circle, I think it's at 4 or something, and then tomorrow at the River Gazebo I'm going to sing some of my Florida songs. I'm kind of give you a little a preview on a Florida song. Now, is that lady here yet that wants to, oh, Kathleen, you had experience last night. Why don't you come up and play the rain stick for me? I told you we got two kids, and when we came to Florida, they were ages 5 and 3, came down from Michigan, and you know, they just were not used to this Florida weather. We came in the month of July, and every afternoon, the clouds would build up, and then, psh, you know, this great big thunderstorm would happen, and they were just wanting all the time to go out in the rain. Well, this is a little song about the Florida rain, and it's kind of a conversation between a mother and her child. Now, this is what I want you guys to do to help me with this song. Whenever I get to the part of the song that sings, it's my Florida rain, I want you guys to make the rain come down just like this. It's my, try it, get your hands up. It's my Florida rain. Kathleen. It's my Florida rain. It's my Florida rain. Good. That's what I want you to do of your part. And there's one other part for you guys, too. And when I get to the part of the song that says, no shoes, no shoes, no shoes, I want y'all to tap your shoes and sing no shoes. Ready? No shoes, no shoes, no shoes. So you got two parts, Florida rain and no shoes. All right, now. There's a calling outside. There's a calling outside. Child, when will you listen and you learn that you wait till it's dry? That you wait till it's dry. Mommy, can't you understand? Mommy, look, they're steaming on the streets, and I'm watching it rise, and I'm watching it rise. That's because the cold is hitting hot. Are you coming inside, child? Are you coming inside? You understand, I grew up with my toes on. to rain. Mommy, look, our yard became a lake. I always wanted a pool, yeah. I always wanted a pool. Give it time, it will evaporate. But it looks pretty cool, yeah. Said it looks pretty cool. All right, sing the mommy part. Here we go. She's not at the door. She took her shoes off and she stands on the porch. She has no umbrella. She hasn't a coat. What's that in her hand? She brought me a boat. She's taking my hand and she's grinning real wide. She's dancing with me in the rain, not inside. A song that's very close to my heart because I have dedicated my life to training the younger generation in righteousness, and I've been teaching kids for years, and this is my song for our country right now. Our country really needs everybody's help to strengthen America's heart, and so this way I'd like to share this song with you. By the way, all of these songs you can take home with you. Just visit the FOF tent. Our founding fathers lived for a dream to build us a nation so strong and free. Fiercely fought until their final breath. Give me liberty or give me death. Now, what would our founding fathers say if they could see what we become today? And our hearts are hard. Children murder children in the town schoolyard. It's time to turn and say no, no, no to the violence, no to the stealing, yes to the generous, yes to the healing, no to the greed that tears this nation apart. We must strengthen America's heart. With hard work and loyalty to family ties and doing what you must because you know it's right. Heeding conscience, let the truth ring true. Freedom isn't doing anything that you want to do. No, it's not. got to work to get our freedom back. Shattered darkness holding forth the light. Teach our children there's a wrong and a right. Yes, to